So the city was voting on what types of recreational marijuana businesses to allow and how many. What did the city council decide?
Well, there will be up to 28 businesses known as retailers and or dispensaries. Retailers are places where people 21 and over can buy recreational marijuana, and dispensaries are places where people with medical marijuana cards can buy marijuana if they're considered a patient. There's also a couple of new types of businesses. There will be up to 4 marijuana social clubs, one in each ward. Those are places where people 21 and over can gather to use marijuana. Another new category of business is called a micro business, and that's where someone could grow up to 150 marijuana plants, process that plant, and then sell it to customers on site.
So on the actual vote to allow more of these recreational marijuana businesses, what was the consensus among city council members?
So it came down to a 6-2 vote, and the sticking point was a proposal from council member Kathy Dunbar. She wanted to include provisions that she described as fostering social equity. They would have given preference to Lansing residents in licensings, as well as people who have prior marijuana convictions.
Where does the public stand on this issue?
Well, public comment attracted some people who were very against allowing marijuana businesses in Lansing, as well as people who wished the council had been allowing more of these businesses. There's a concern among some people that the process favors big money interest over local entrepreneurs, that the barrier to entry to enter this business is too high. I will say that Lansing voters overwhelmingly favor legalizing the use of recreational marijuana. 71% of city voters voted in November to legalize the drug, although that doesn't necessarily tell you how they feel about the businesses in their city.
You're listening to WKAR. We're speaking with LSJ reporter Sarah Lear about the Lansing City Council's vote on licensing for recreational marijuana businesses. There's a lot of demand for cannabis businesses here in Lansing, but people who want to open businesses have had a hard time getting permits. According to your reporting, the city has been sued at least 15 times. Will these new rules make it harder or easier to open a recreational marijuana shop?
Well, there are 3 more spots for retailers and or dispensaries under the new rules. It's still a limited number of licenses. We already have the medical marijuana rules in place, and people who are already licensed under the medical marijuana rules will have preference in the new recreational market. So it is a limited number of spots. I will say the city council did eliminate one requirement that would have required applicants to have a net worth of at least $100,000. So we'll see if that makes it easier for people to enter the business. The licensing fees can still be pretty steep.
One of the contentious new proposals voted down by the council was a plan that would give preference to people who had previously had a marijuana conviction or Lansing residence. Who was behind that proposal and why did it get voted down?
So at large, Representative Kathy Dunbar was strongly in favor of that proposal. Other council members raised concerns about lawsuits. The city attorney advised council against adopting Dunbar's proposal. In particular, he said giving preference to people with marijuana convictions could open the city up to lawsuits. A lot of the lawsuits the city is facing are from rejected applicants. So he's worried about a rejected applicant suing the city, saying this preference was arbitrary and capricious.
So now that we have these new rules to govern recreational marijuana in the city of Lansing, when do those new changes go into effect?
So the amendments will take effect by November 1st, but I wouldn't hold your breath for legal recreational pot shops to open up anytime soon. It could take quite a while before the clerk issues the first licenses to these new businesses.
It seems like there's a plethora of rules, but it's still very much the Wild West in marijuana licensing, both medically and recreationally. Is that your sense of sitting in all these city council meetings?
Well, I would say it's a patchwork between the state rules and the city rules. The state is going to be accepting license applications starting November 1st for recreational marijuana businesses. It's becoming a more regulated landscape, I would say, but it certainly can be confusing.
We've been talking with LSJ reporter Sarah Lear about changes the city of Lansing will make for its rules on recreational marijuana. Sarah, thanks so much for coming by.
Oh, thanks so much.